Thank you, Lisa. We move swiftly on to John Godson from IATA, who no doubt is going to talk about the IATA Airlines carbon offset programs.
Thanks, Chris. I'm going to rip through this just in case I'm scared of you. You know, you get me thrown off. So anyway, good afternoon. I'm going to talk about the IATA carbon offset program. And I'm going to take you through why we made the decision to start this program and the current status. Well, passengers offset through their share of a flight's emissions by investing in carbon reduction projects that generate carbon credits. In 2008, the voluntary carbon offset market was worth $400 million. And although anecdotal evidence suggests that the majority of those emissions were related to aviation, but because we have no information sharing between offset providers and with airlines, the real balance of aviation's emissions is not known. There are 32 IATA airlines currently offering offset projects using different calculators, using different offset providers, and investing in projects with sometimes variable quality. As a result, passengers are confused, they're skeptical, and pickup rates tend to be quite low. In response, we've developed two products. The first one, May 2008, we designed and developed a carbon offset manual to assist the airlines with the management of their offset programs. And subsequently, we then moved forward with an IATA offset program itself. This is for works behind the airline's own web sales portal to calculate emissions, offer projects, and collect the voluntary donations. This has some key advantages for the airlines. It's easy and convenient as a former one-stop shop, saving resources in terms of development and management administration. More importantly, we have a harmonized approach to the carbon emissions reporting. We're also able to look at how we can sell offsets through other different revenues. So we're looking at travel agents and through global distribution systems. We can negotiate project purchases at a greater scale and at better cost by pooling together these different airline programs. And we can move forward with this as a basis for a transparent, robust, auditable carbon accounting system. We've got some fundamental design criteria. We offer a standard methodology based on best practice. We issue frequently asked questions and manuals to the airlines so they're able to integrate this program into their web sales. Single customer transaction. Probably the biggest single reason why uptake is low is because many offset providers have a click-away system, and we have a system where a passenger is redirected to a separate website and forced to make two credit card transactions. And so we see a significant decrease in uptake related to that single one issue. We're able to use our own financial management platforms. As you're probably aware, IATA does settlement services for up to $200 billion a year go through IATA settlement services. So we're able to use our own financial systems to streamline the process, the financial system, the financial flows. Independent validation of the program, again, vital. Offset tracking through ticketing codes. We've been allocated 3 ticketing codes which enable offsets to be tracked through the airline designator and through these carbon codes around the world so we can go interlineable with the carbon offset purchases. We are investing in credible emission reduction projects, UN-backed, the CERs, the Certified Emission Reduction Projects that we've heard talked about earlier on. And importantly, what we're attempting to do is have projects which have a national, historical, or cultural link to the airline. We're only investing in projects in developing countries. We're currently at the stage of developing partnership arrangement with a leading carbon project provider that has currently got 350 projects in the pipeline, with 31 actually delivered. So our first issue is regarding the carbon calculator tool. Many of them, as we've heard yesterday, there are many different aviation carbon calculators out there, and some of them are causing confusion to passengers. Most of the calculators are based on a generic efficiency model, so they take a distance and they multiply it by a form of emission factor. But very, very few use actual data, the actual fuel burn, the load factors, and the seat configuration. IATA has supported ICAO in their global calculator, and will continue to do so. But many of the airlines that we were talking to said that we want our own bespoke program using our own data. So we took Section 7 of the recommendations that came through from ICAO's carbon calculator methodology, and we took that one step further to develop a carbon calculator tool which is based on actual data. And it's a fairly simple spreadsheet which we can share, and a manual which describes how to input the data, so that ultimately we come up with an annual weighted emissions factor, emissions per premium and economy passenger for each city pair that an airline flies. And this is redone on an annual basis. Quality assurance. Quality is a key issue for passenger interest. To some degree, passengers are more sensitive about the quality than they are about the price within a limited scope. For example, recently our system tracks the price of carbon so that we have to alter the price given to the passenger at certain select intervals. And we, in the past, have increased the price of the carbon credits to reflect the market conditions and seen a corresponding increase in the uptake by passengers. So to some degree, they may not be totally related, the price and the uptake rates. So in order to move forward and try and avoid this kind of passenger skepticism, we've joined with it's the UK government's offset quality assurance scheme. Now this, we've not only got the IATA program and the IATA carbon calculator tool endorsed by this approval mechanism, we're also, all of the airlines that are joining our program are going through the same situation. As we've heard this morning, there are many different types of project quality systems in place. So whether we're talking about the gold standard, whether we're talking about the voluntary carbon standard, at a project level there are numerous different quality mechanisms. This quality assurance scheme was based to look at the whole spectrum. So how the carbon was calculated in the first instance, how the project is offered, and how the information on climate change as well as aviation's role in climate change is presented to the passenger. And ultimately, they also look at the financial aspects, what type of projects are we investing in, and the accountancy that's behind that. So making sure that web shots of the greenhouse gas registries, when we see project credits being cancelled in greenhouse gas inventories. So we've got through this quality assurance scheme, and now IATA and also our partner airlines will be able to use this offsetting logo, which is in the bottom right-hand corner there. You won't be able to see this, it's quite difficult, but I'll give you an example of a screenshot of Air Portugal, TAP, who are our first airline to launch. So what we've got here is a flight between Lisbon and Paris. The CO2 emissions for that particular journey are estimated at 189 kilos. So this has been independently verified that that's 189 kilograms for that particular flight. And the cost of offsetting would be 2.59 euros. The passenger can scroll down further and look at the project. The project they're investing in is a run-of-river hydro project in Brazil. Obviously, Air Portugal having the cultural, historical link with Brazil, and so they decided that's what they wanted to select. The passenger can scroll down to the UNFCCC website to pick out the validation reports and all the associated documentation that went through as that project was approved. So as I've said, on the 5th of June last year, Air Portugal were our first airline to launch. And at the end of December, TAP received an award from UNESCO for the most innovative sustainable product. We've got a series of other airline partners that are moving forward with implementation. So there's actually 15 in total there. LAN Airlines represents four airlines in itself, looking at Ecuador, Argentina, Chile and Peru. We've also reached agreements with Amadeus and Sabre, how we can develop a working system to see if we can offer offsets through their online travel agents and other sales routes. Our next steps, we're obviously encouraging more airlines to join the program. We are looking at a feasibility study into creation of a CDM type approved methodology for aviation biofuel. That could be a very interesting step forward. Again, one of the things that we face, every airline that we see has the same thing. Why aren't our passengers being offered offsets that support aviation? So we want to try and break that and see if we can get into why we can't be having biofuel being supported through the voluntary offset programs. Phase two solutions we're working on at the moment. So we're looking at corporate accounts. We know that's a significant proportion of many airline sales. We move away from web sales, in which the airline has got specific ownership, into the corporate accounts and their retail shops. Frequent flyer miles, so the ability that a passenger does not need to pay with cash or credit card, it could use a frequent flyer miles in order to be able to pay for that offset. Cargo offsets, well, we're very close. We've got the data from the original carbon calculator tool can mean that we are able to offer point-to-point cargo. So I think we'll be working on that in the next few weeks. Our GDSs and then the online travel agents. So in summary, we've now got an award-winning offset program with TAP launching in June 2009. We've got 7 airlines due to go live in June and July, so that's going to be quite challenging. We've got the independent validation by the UK Offset Quality Assurance Scheme. We're investing in UN-backed credits with a geographical connection to the airline. Our carbon calculator tool is based on actual airline data, and we're working hard now on developing new sales routes and new offset products. So thank you.